Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about what you can do so that your marriage is a place where you are working together on the same team.
And listen to these words from Henry Ford. He said, "Coming together is a beginning. Staying together is progress. Working together is success."
Love it.
And I don't think there's anywhere where that is more true than in marriage. And we're going to be digging into that deeply today. But first, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage Show with a hug. And a hug's an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the One family whose marriage is experiencing breakthrough or transformation. And this week's hug is brought to you by Hers. And the way this company is helping women with low libido is absolutely life-changing. We're going to be telling you a little bit more about them later on in the show. This hug comes from a Facebook message we received from a husband who said, "I've just now got into y'all's podcast. My wife and I had our firstborn and it feels like we're growing apart. We have battles from our family and she's been struggling with depression. Y'all's podcast has helped me realize how I can talk to her more. In the past, she shut down and we got nowhere. You told me to shut up and let her talk and stop trying to fix everything and just let her talk. She just started listening to y'all and she is loving it as I thought she would. I'm hoping it'll help her see how I've been feeling with the distance with our emotional and physical disconnect so that we can find a way to talk more in depth as well. Thank y'all for y'all's podcast. It has helped me."
Love it. Love it. Love it.
It's, you know, it's the little things. And, you know, it's not the first time that we've heard that you guys have heard something on a podcast and all of a sudden our voice is like chirping in your ear when you're having an interaction with your spouse. Mm-hmm. So it actually puts a smile on our face to know that even when you're not listening to the show, you're still hearing our voices. But as we jump into today's show, you've probably, if you've been listening for a while, have heard us mention this idea of the two of you being on the same team in marriage, that that marriage is a team. It's Team DeLorenzo. It's Team Smith. It's Team Jones, right? Those types of things. It's not the two of you playing against each other, but it's the two of you standing literally side by side.
Yeah.
On the same side. And, you know, we want to dig into this idea today and really start asking the questions, you know, what changes when the two of you look at your marriage as a team sport, right? What happens when that's the mindset that instead of saying, "Oh, well, we're fighting about this," or I'm fighting with my husband about this, or I'm fighting with my wife about this," I say, wait a minute, we're on the same team. What's our challenge? What's that mindset that shifts? What strengths, when we start looking at this as being a team, what strengths do you each bring to the team?
Which they're going to be different, just like on any sport team.
Mm-hmm.
We would look at a center on basketball. It's usually a tall guy who's 7 foot. Your guard is maybe like 6'6" to 6 foot, somewhere in that range. Different strengths, but together they're dynamic and they work together on that team.
And as we start looking at this concept, we actually want to break the word team down. Right? Because, I mean, we toss this word around a lot on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But if we start looking at what each one of those letters stands for, it's so much more than just one four-letter word, right? If we look at the T, and the T is your talk, right? It's your communication. It's everything that falls under that. E is effort. And I will tell you from the get-go of this show and from being married for almost 23 years to Tony, there's a lot of effort that goes into being married. It's not just... And I'm not saying there's a lot of effort that goes just into being married to you. It takes effort to get to 23 years.
Yeah, it sure does.
Heck, there were days when it took effort to get to 2 months. And some of you know what I'm talking about because we get those emails saying, you know what, this marriage thing, this is a little bit harder than we thought. The A is your attitude, right? How do you show up in your marriage? How do you view marriage? What do you think about marriage? What do you think about your spouse? That's all attitude. And the M is motivation. What's the drive? Where are you going? What's the vision for your marriage? All of that gets wrapped up into motivation. And we're going to break these down and not only break them down, but pull them all together in this show. Because when you start looking at it, instead of just saying, you know what, yeah, we're Team DiLorenzo.
Which is always awesome. And we love it when you guys tag us, say on Instagram, at One Extraordinary Marriage. And then we see that hashtag Team Jones, Team Smith, Team whatever it may be, your last name may be. It's just so amazing to see that. So continue to do that. Continue to let people know that you guys are a team.
Mm-hmm. It's going beyond just having that identity of saying this is what we are, but to understand who and how we get there, right? Who we are and how we get to be a team, right? It's looking at that saying, like, let's look at the T, because the whole team concept really does start with the T. It's the first letter, because we have to be able to communicate with one another.
Yeah. And the T again is talk.
It's talk. It's that communication. It's how are you sharing not just the rainbows and unicorns, all the good stuff that's going on, but what happens when the two of you are faced with a challenge?
And I'm going to just say, for this episode, Elise and I went into a major challenge. Mm-hmm. We actually recorded this show and ended up re-listening to it because I felt off. And we had to talk. Now, it wasn't all, like Elisa said, it wasn't all perfect. We had some tense times. We had to get through it. Elisa reminded me that I can repeat myself numerous times where she's ready to move on. And I also reminded her that she needs to talk, that she needs to, instead of sit in the corner and pout and just listen, that she needs to open up her mouth and tell me what she's thinking. Mm-hmm. And so, even though we're getting behind these mics and we're discussing team, we really had to come together as a team just to make this episode happen today.
Just as a side note, as we talk about like the effort part, usually it takes us about 35 to 40 minutes to take a show from beginning to end. I think we're on like about 2 hours.
Oh, I think we're going to be more.
We're
going to
be about three hours just for this one episode. But here's why. Because as we looked at the quality of our conversation, as we looked at, you know, and I'm just going to jump into a few of those other letters real quick, at the effort and the attitude that was around our first recording, it wasn't there. We weren't playing together. We weren't even playing nicely for a little bit of that. And because you all matter so much, we scrapped the first recording.
That was after we listened to it, try to make some, a couple of edits.
It wasn't good.
But that was that talking piece that we were working through as well.
So just so you all know, and I'm glad that Tony brought that up, I actually lobbed him a softball, so to speak, as we're talking about sport. I lobbed him something that he could literally hit out of the park when I started with the T on that and start talking about. Because your ability to communicate, no matter what the circumstances are, and to be called out. Like, can I talk about the talk a little bit about here? Tony called me out on some stuff. And to be able to move together through that is what all this communication is about. Like, that's how teams get stronger. They're able to communicate together. They're able to handle being called out. They're able to strategize together and move forward together.
Now, if you're in a place, though, where the talk, that's where it's tense. Like, you guys can get into some talks. Like, you're talking, and yet nothing's really moving, we'd suggest that you pick up he zigs, she zags, get your communication on the same path. And in this, Elise and I really begin to break this down for you in 6 sections. So that way you guys can really start to look at how you're talking to each other. How are you communicating with each other? So that way you can be on the same team. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to hezigsshezags.com. I'll also have a link here in the episode notes for you.
And the E. Next letter. I mean, this is not a difficult word to spell, but E is for effort.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting as we're recording the show, we're heading into the fall football season.
Yay.
We're a little excited in this house. We have a high school football player. Fall football season. It's our favorite season of the year. But we see effort in the football world. We live it. It literally lives in our house. And, you know, the thing about football players is that their season starts well before that first game. They're putting in countless hours, running drills, going to practices, watching game film, listening to their coach, running drills again, getting into plays, putting on their gear, doing all of these things. Why? Because when they show up in the moment, it matters. All the effort that you put in matters. It's not a waste. So it's like when we talk about, you know, how many times, I mean, we've been recording for 9.5 years. We've mentioned date nights more than once.
That was the thing that popped into my head. As soon as we got into effort, date night.
It's not just dating. We've mentioned the intimacy lifestyle. We've mentioned, you know, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that as soon as you said that again, date night done right came to mind. But, you know, we've talked about communicate like you did when you first met. We've talked about all of these different strategies, these action items, these things that require effort over the last 9.5 years. And I will tell you that on a daily basis, we still get emails from people that are like, well, we're just not doing anything in our marriage and it's not going well.
So here's the thing. The effort is vital. And you guys got to find out what the rhythm and flow is for you. Now, hey, a date night may be something you only do, or a date day, a date coffee, whatever. It may be once a month for you. For another couple, that might be once a week. But you also have to understand, people are in different areas and different times of their lives. Elisa and I are in a season where we have friends who are older than us. All their kids are gone. And so after work, on a Friday, a Saturday, even during the week, they're like, oh, we just walked down to the beach and we got a little something for dinner and we hung out and they're pretty chill. We have couples who are younger than us and who have kids younger than ours, and they're full on like, oh my gosh, I'm just trying to find a babysitter one night a month to help us. And then you got folks like Elise and I where our kids are teenagers, and it's a hybrid of that. There are times when we're here with our kids, we're doing our things with them. Other times we're not, but the effort. Let me just say this. You're going to have to put in effort. If you thought your marriage was going to be something extraordinary without putting effort into it, let me tell you right now, you're going to be disappointed, because that's where we were for the first 11 years of our marriage. We didn't put any effort into it. We didn't think anything of it. And we thought we were supposed to have the most extraordinary marriage ever. Guess what? That's when we almost got divorced for the second time. It wasn't until after that, and we did our 60 days of sex challenge, we put effort for 60 days. We challenged ourselves to do something radical for our lives, for us. And that changed the complete trajectory of our marriage and the legacy we're going to leave. Now, for you, 60 days of sex may be too crazy. Hey, pick up 7daysofsexchallenge.com. Go to 7daysofsex.com. Go do something do something radical for you. Put in the effort for your marriage.
The A is for attitude. And here's a number I want y'all to celebrate, because we asked the question on stories this past week, how many of you feel like you're on the same team? And 78% of you said, yeah, I'm raising my hand. I feel like we're on the same team. And that's awesome. Like, pat yourself on the back. And I loved the follow-up question to it, because we also asked, if you could describe your marriage as a sport, what sport would it be and why? And here are some of the responses that we got. We got rugby. We work together to fight battles and hand off things to who is more able to get it done. I've only like maybe watched rugby twice in my life, but I've got enough knowledge to go, that's an incredible picture of what their marriage is like, right? They're doing it together. They're handing things off when it needs to be. Somebody said volleyball. We're always trying to set each other up for that winning shot. We have a volleyball player in our house. I totally have this picture of setting one another up for success.
I love that one. I really do, because there is just placement of volleyball. Again, I'm not an expert in volleyball, but having watched a little bit of it, just where am I putting it so that my teammate is going to have the most success, and as a team, we're going to win.
Somebody else said cross country. We're going the distance, building our base, and some days are better than others. Think about it. That's what we're all doing. We're going the distance. We've often talked about the fact that marriage is a marathon and not a sprint, and some days are better than others. Absolutely. The last one I want to share with you all was powerlifting. They describe their marriage as powerlifting. We are stronger together, and we have to spot what's going on with the other person.
Perception. Really, really having the perception to see what's going on. I like that one.
Do I need to help them out? Do I need to come in? Do they have it on their own? Are they all good? Right. And so all these different things. And so that's really where that attitude comes in. Are you looking at your marriage where we're doing this together? Or do you need an attitude adjustment? Because let's face it, we've all seen those sports teams where somebody needs a little attitude adjustment because they're all just grumbly and everything is, you know, the sky is falling. And maybe even just hearing those couple of other descriptions are going to help you get into this place where you're like, you know what, I do need to look at my marriage a little differently. I need to do a little attitude adjustment up here. The M, that's motivation, right? Where's your marriage going? What's that drive that you want to be on your wedding day?
Mm-hmm.
On your wedding day, there was a vision as you, the two of you stood up. I don't care if it was in front of the judge at the courthouse or in front of friends and family. When you were sliding those rings on and somebody said, I now pronounce you man and wife, you had a vision for where you were going and you started walking down that path. And sports teams can get derailed. I mean, things happen, right? Things happen in our lives. Things happen to sports teams. But what's that internal motivation, that knowing where we're going, those goals that we have, that vision to go, okay, hold on. That was a detour. We're course correcting back to the vision that we have. Where do you want to be? Like I've often said on this show, and I've told coaching clients this, there used to be a series of jewelry commercials that would always show this like cute little old couple walking through a park hand in hand. And she'd have, I don't know, it was like Diamonds Are Forever or something like that. And I have this vision. Like I want to be that couple with Tony, right? Some days it's easier to see that vision than others, like on a day when it takes us 2 hours to record one show. But if that's my goal, if that's my motivation to get there, then when we have those difficult conversations, when I have to think about my effort, when I have to think about my attitude, it comes back to what's my motivation?
And I would even go here. So coming up with your common goals. Again, we talked about the dates, the coffee time, whatever it may be. You know, what are you doing? You guys got to have that down. You need to have it down. Recently in our Position of the Month Club for our Summit Partners, we have a private Facebook group. And one of the couples in there, they had this amazing storyboard of their goals.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat down. I was in absolute awe of what they put together because they put in the talking. They put in the effort. They have the attitude. And then they got the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
They got the goals. They got it up there. They're looking at that going, this is what we're doing. This is where we're going. And the team, who they are and where they've come is absolutely amazing. It's truly a blessing to see a couple just thrive like that. And if you want to be part of Position of the Month Club, join us. We'd love to have you there. You can go check that out at positionofthemonthclub.com.
Well, and, you know, as we start to talk about what are some specific things that you can do, I want you to just think about what it means to be a part of a team. Because we asked you, you know, what's the best part of being on a team? And before we get to the action steps, thinking through this is going to really, it's going to be that catalyst for you. But so many of you talked about the connection that mm-hmm. the two of you have, then you have this knowledge, just this knowing that someone has your back, that you feel supported, you feel secure, and that win or lose, you're doing this life together, right? That there are going to be those ups and downs. And as we start talking about what you can do, because we don't want to get caught in this place of, well, I can't do that. I can't. No, we want to talk about what you can do as a team. We first want to thank this week's sponsor. And I mentioned it at the top of the show, it's Hers. And I want to give you just this knowledge that it's not weird or abnormal for a woman to have low libido. In fact, quite the opposite. ForHers.com is a new women's wellness brand that's putting your body back in your control, ladies. You know, whether your sex drive has changed since having kids or becoming premenopausal, or perhaps you just no longer desire sex as frequently as you once did, ForHers is here to help give women an option. ForHers has the only FDA-approved drug on the market to address HSDD. And for those of you that don't know what those four letters mean, it's hypoactive sexual desire disorder. And it's for women. And with doctor approval, you can get this medication delivered right to your door. No more doctor's visits or taking time off of work. For Hers is helping women reclaim the sex drives that allow them to feel bold and confident. And they're there when you need them. It's so easy to just get the help that you need. Order now. Our listeners can get started for only $29 by going to forhers.com/one right now while supplies last and subject to doctor approval. Important safety information applies. See the website for full details. Go to forhers.com/one. That's forhers.com/one. forhers.com/one. Restrictions apply. See the website for full details and safety information. So what's your action this week? Right? Teams take action. You don't get to the Super Bowl. You don't get to the championship. You don't get to the World Series. You don't get any of those places without taking action. And so you actually need to take a step back and say, where are we on these different levels? If we were to take this word apart, if we were to look at team, how are we doing on our talk?
Yep. And let's go over those again real quick. T, talk. E, effort. A, attitude. M, motivation.
Take a look at them. Score yourself. Don't score your spouse. We always start with looking at ourselves. One of the best things that team members can do is look at what they need to do to elevate the team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We look at where we're at, how we're performing, how we're showing up for the team. And I will tell you, Tony gave that example about where we were even before recording this show. My talk level, way low. My attitude level, virtually non-existent. Tony might have said, he might have been a little gracious there, or he might have just been about ready to tell you it didn't exist. But I had to look at that, right? Because here's the thing.
And before Lisa goes on, mine as well. My talk was tense. It was terse. It was direct. It was low in that moment, right? We want to be a team, and there are going to be times when we look at team as an overall team, arching team, right? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, overall, Elisa and I are still an 8 or a 9. Honestly, when we talk, that's why we do our walk and talks every week, because we're talking and we want to move. And that's part of our motivation and effort, mm-hmm, and attitude. It adjusts all of those areas for us. So you also look at this overarching, hey, typically it's 8 and 9. In this moment, it was probably a 1 or a 2 for me. Mm-hmm. Attitude, again, poor. Motivation, I think my motivation was high, and yet it was sort of set in the wrong context where what my motivation was. And so we look at those. And for me personally, hey, but we were able to go, all right, we're back at an 8 or a 9. Let's roll.
Well, and in looking at all of those levels, it actually shows you, it gives you insight onto what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because any of those teams that make it to the Super Bowl, they make it to the World Series, they make it to the NBA Championships or wherever, we celebrate them in the moment, right? Like, that's such an epic achievement. You've done it. You're the pinnacle of the sport. And we never stop to think, how many thousands or millions of hours, how many times did they have to be evaluated?
Millions of hours. Millions of minutes. Millions of hours. That's a long time.
Okay, maybe it's not millions of hours. A lot of time. All right. You know,
I'm trying to think, like, a million hours. How many days?
Well, there's
is that?
168 hours in a week.
168 hours in a week. Okay, we're gonna check this out real quick, because you got me thinking.
It's probably millions of seconds.
So that's like 5,952 weeks. Divide that by 4 weeks.
I don't know what you're.
That would be 1,488 months, which would be 124 years. So it couldn't be a million.
Millions of seconds.
Or minutes.
Thousands of hours. Yeah, math doesn't, just as a side note, math might not have been one of my strengths that I bring to the team. I'm just bringing that up.
I do want to bring up one thing, though. One of my favorite podcasts that I'm listening to right now is called Sports Wars. Mm-hmm. Love it. They recently did a series on Kobe and Shaq. And I think this is where Elisa is talking to the extent of time it takes to see the championship. And I found it so interesting hearing this story between Kobe and Shaq and how they were brought in. And really, there were many a years where they weren't playing team. There was a lot of headaches, a lot of just butting heads. Even when they ended up bringing in the amazing coach, Phil Jackson, mm-hmm, they still had some time before they hit the pinnacle and hit the championship and then did a three-peat. So it's an amazing series, and I think it really displays sort of that time that it does take to gel, to be on that team together.
Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah, I was just, as we think about that, because I am thinking about those guys and just the different strengths that they had, and Phil Jackson even bringing in his own strengths. The two of you have different strengths,
mm-hmm,
right? We said at the top of the show, you have different strengths. Don't be afraid to acknowledge what your partner's strengths are.
So good.
As you're looking at these different levels, take the time, because this actually happened on a coaching session that I did over this last week, where a couple was just having some tension between them. And I asked him, I said, well, what's his strengths? What are her strengths? And in that moment, all of a sudden there's this list, right? That she's saying about him and he's saying about her. And it's a list of all good things, right? Your strengths are all good things. But as we're building team, as we're looking at these levels of talk and effort and attitude and motivation, when you add to that combination, right, we're looking at those four areas, and then we add the strengths that the two of you have, and you start looking, you're like, it's kind of like the rugby example, right? We hand it over to whoever can get it done. There are strengths that your spouse has that you do not have. Play to their strengths, and vice versa. There are strengths that you have that they don't have. Your marriage will become extraordinary when the two of you bring this concept of time, of talking, of having stronger effort, of having great attitude, of having this motivation for the direction that you're going. And then you, to that, it's like a recipe, right? You take this concept of team and you add everybody's strengths to it. And then all of a sudden we've got the Super Bowl team. Right. You've got the team that's getting the ring and getting the trophy and getting the parade. And yes, it looks a little different when we're talking about marriage than when we're talking about, you know, the sports teams. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what it looks like to everybody else. It doesn't. It doesn't matter if you're posting a million and one fabulous Instagram worthy pictures. What matters is what it looks like to the two of you and how amazing your team is.
Yeah. And so as we close it out today, think about your team. Are you talking? Are you putting in the effort? What's your attitude? And what's your motivation? And together, when you guys get on that same team and you can share this to one another, believe me, you are going to have the extraordinary marriage you desire. So this week, go out there. Encourage each other to be on that team. And what are you going to do? Like, what are you reaching for? What are you striving for? And then put this in place. Lastly, as Elisa said, one of those take action items you can do is write down your spouse's strengths and just know what they are and talk about those together. That's the T right there at the top. Just talking about that together. You guys are extraordinary. You're amazing. And we're excited to hear from you about your team. And don't forget, you can always hashtag your team to us. We love it. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.